Reasons why you should have parental controls turned on, particularly for your Netflix account. Now, we've talked for years about whether or not these video games where there are shoot 'em ups and all kinds of things, that some of this really turns my stomach. One of my kids, who's in his 20s, was playing this video game, and it was absolutely horrific. I could not believe it. They were torturing people, and it was a woman, and she was screaming, and it was a woman's screams, and it absolutely just turned my skin crawled. I could not believe it. I told him to stop playing that. You know, here he was completely desensitized to it. Oh, yeah, I'm just playing a game. Well, does that cause the kids that become desensitized to this type of violence, does it cause them to go out and kill people? Well, yeah, probably not, right? Does it do other things to their minds? Well, it's obvious that it's desensitized them, or they wouldn't play these games. They wouldn't be able to play these games. There's no way I would be able to play that video game. None whatsoever. So we know it does something. What does it do? And man, they're back and forth on that, and psychologists and psychiatrists looking at it, and government investigations as though they can figure their way out of a wet paper bag. But anyways, here's a study that is really going to change your mind about teenagers and what you should watch them at least view. Now, this is from a Dr. Amen. If you are familiar with his work, he's out of New York City. He's just amazing. He does a lot of work on brain development and how to help with brain injuries. So he's really into brains. He uses some special scanners, these PET scanners and things. I don't know how detailed you guys want to get, but check him out. I think you'd love him online. Just amenclinics.com, A-M-E-N, clinics.com. So he has a great article that I've reposted up on my website, craigpeterson.com, and it's talking about the media our tweens and teens are watching and asking, does it affect their moods and their mental health? Well, I don't know if you've seen this Netflix show. I saw a little promo for it, and nothing I wanted to watch, okay? Bottom line, I guess that's not a surprise. I'm getting old, right? I don't care about some of this stuff anymore. But this I really care about. There's a critically acclaimed show that's on Netflix right now called 13 Reasons Why. And the month following the release of 13 Reasons Why on Netflix, the suicide rate among Americans aged 10 to 17 jumped by almost 30%. Now you say, okay, Craig, how can you draw that? Is it a correlation? I don't, you know, come on, Craig. Well, this is absolutely fascinating because 13 Reasons Why is a story of a teenage girl who took her own life and left behind 13 audio cassettes for her friends that unravel the reasons why she killed herself. Now, there's a study that was funded by the National Institute of Mental Health. It appeared in the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. And they analyzed 5 years of suicide rates among people between the ages of 10 to 64. Now, there were no changes in the suicide rates for adults in the month after the show's release. And, you know, that kind of makes sense. I know I might, if I had a troubled teen, I might want to watch something like this series to try and figure out what are they thinking? What are they doing? So I can look for the signs and symptoms that might be present in my kids. Does that make sense to you? No, bottom line, pretty simple. Well, although there was no change in the suicide rate for the adults, they found that the rate among those under 18 rose dramatically. Now, this is something that kind of surprised me, but here's the next point. It rose most dramatically amongst boys. Remember here, these are some tips from Dr. Amen. Young brains are still under construction. Brains develop until your mid-20s. Girls' brains typically develop faster than the boys. The prefrontal cortex, which is the area of your brain that has to do with the decision-making, seeing the future consequences of your decision, that area of your brain is the last area to mature at about age 25. Some people say, guys, it's really not done until they're 30. I've seen those opinions before. But it's involved with judgment, planning, forethought, and impulse control. So you can understand why teens, and especially male teens, are more likely to make rash decisions. Look at car insurance and how much they charge. A boy has to pay a lot more until they're about 25 than a girl does. Well, suicide is a growing problem in our society. Looking at these stats, the overall rate of suicides increased 33% in the last 20 years. It's the second leading cause of death amongst people ages 10 to 34. And teens today are more likely to have suicidal thoughts or suffer from depression than millennials were at the same age. So let's talk about what to do here. This is really, really important. I've got this up on my website, craigpeterson.com. Number one, monitor their media consumption. We need to understand what our kids and teens are watching on TV, what they're watching online, what they're participating in online, including social media, because that can play a huge role in the development of their brains. So set limits on what they can watch, when they can watch it. Use parental controls. By all means, talk to your kids about what they're watching. Number two, do not let adolescents smoke marijuana. There was a time when I wouldn't have had to say that at all, because you know that the wacky tobacco causes problems even in adult brains, particularly when it's consumed long term. Research is showing now that using cannabis as an adolescent raises the risk of depression and increases your suicidal thoughts and suicide attempts when you become a young adult. So don't let them smoke marijuana. Make sure that they get good sleep at night. And man, it's crazy how little sleep some of them get. You might remember being that age, but protect their brain from head injuries and concussions, right? If you've got a kid that plays soccer, do not let them hit the soccer balls with their heads. Think of your brain being basically warm butter. That's about the right consistency. Inside a very hard container with very sharp edges pointing inward. And that'll tell you why you don't want them hitting the ball with their heads. Seek help for mental health issues right away. If they've got signs and symptoms of depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, it's critical to seek help for those issues. So if you have a teen that might have some of these symptoms, by all means, reach out to a doctor, find out what you can do. And if you want to get more advanced help, check out Dr. Amen's clinic down in New York City. He has brain scans. He can look for physical damage and then help you with a regimen that will compensate for that damage. Because once the brain's damaged, it's damaged. And head blows, brain injuries are cumulative. It's not as though they all just heal themselves and go away. If you have a concussion, you've got a problem in your brain for the rest of your life. Hopefully not a bad one, okay?